This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I do, I know it doesn't always sound like it, but I do appreciate when you get involved. I do appreciate when you call. I do appreciate when you send me an email. You know, send me what you think we should be doing for stories. No, seriously. Like, you know, send it to joe@therealside.com. Put a capital TRS in the subject line so I know you're not trying to sell me something. Now, some of you have been through this with me before. You know I hate that. I probably get 60, 80, 100 emails a day asking me to try something, use something, talk about something, or bring somebody specific on the show. But if you guys send it to me, and you send it to me with a capital TRS, then I'll know it's one of the listeners asking me to bring someone on. And I'm okay with that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the break, we're going to, now I recorded it earlier today, so you don't think I'm trying to pull a fast one on you. But I recorded it earlier today. I've got Dick Morris is going to join us. And Dick has a new book out there. And the book is called Rogue Spooks, The Intelligence War on Donald Trump. He explains, in the book, he explains how the deep state uses media leaks and groupthink to marginalize the president and force him to act against his better judgment. Now, I spoke with him, and I also spoke with David Horowitz. And they have some of the same thought processes of what's going on in the White House, but it's really interesting to listen to where both of them think it'll end up and what's going on. They have different viewpoints, and one went down with Steve Bannon, you know, and why that whole thing came about, and who will win in the end. I was really surprised to hear Morris's take on this whole thing, seriously. So, this one, when I read this one, I said, this can't be real. You think this is real? This can't be real. But it is real. A 48-year-old elementary school teacher faces drug and child endangerment charges. This is in Springsboro, Ohio. After a drug task force raided her home and found evidence that her son was selling LSD to students with her blessing. Well, you know, everybody needs a second job. It's always good to make a little extra bucks, right? I don't even know what to do with that. So that's so outlandish. The Warren County Drug Task Force raided the home of a fifth grade Five Points elementary school teacher, Amy Panzetta, in May, and seized what they think is LSD and marijuana, as well as four cell phones. On Tuesday, I don't know what the cell phone says. Oh, I guess that's how they call it, get their dope or something. On Tuesday, Panzeca said, pleaded not guilty to the charges on permitting drug abuse, endangering children, and contributing to the delinquency of the minor. A judge released her on her own recall. Oh, that's good. With an electronic tracker and instructions not to interact with anyone under the age of 18, with the exception of family members. Police stopped cars leaving Panzeca's home in April, and busted students who allegedly told police that they bought the drugs from that home. Police eventually raided her home and found evidence her 15-year-old son. 15. What did she think? If she had him doing it, that he'd be able to get away with it? And he was selling the LSD to about 20 to 30 mostly Springboro school district students. There was also evidence that the teen used LSD and marijuana at Panzeca's home. With her knowledge, Panzeca's son, who previously had a truancy case that alleged his mother failed to send him to school, is also facing drug possession and trafficking charges. Think about that. I mean, the kids, you know, again, I get it. You want to love your mom. You know, you want to do what in this case, don't do what your mom does, kid. Just don't emulate mom. And what caused her to do this? She's a teacher. What did she need to do this for? Now, he's detained in a juvenile detention center and has denied his three felony charges. A Warren County grand jury indicted Panzeca after reviewing the evidence. Like, they went on to say that the search warrant states that detectives interviewed Panzeca's son, who admitted to giving his mother money to buy bitcoins. He said he then used the bitcoins to buy LSD online. How come we never find out about these business opportunities? Think about it. This kid might be able to teach a business class as soon as he gets past all these little inconveniences in his life. What do you think? Panzeca told detectives that she did buy bitcoins for her son, but said she didn't know anything about the drug use. Detectives say Panzeca told her that she thought the bitcoins were being used for her son's gambling habit. Oh, that's much better. I didn't think he was using drugs. I knew he had a gambling problem. That's why I was giving him money. So he could bet some more. So he could get deeper in debt. No, it's me being stupid. Anyway, search warrant also stated that detectives found a text message conversation between Panzeca and her son showed that she was complicit to the use. Now, I'm sure the writer meant LSD and not LDS, because we wouldn't want to make fun of the Mormons when it comes to drug use, all right? But see, the conversation between Panzeca and her son showed that, and you complain about my writing. I'm finding more mistakes in some of these things that people are writing than I've ever had in the past. So, she's stupid enough to lie to the cops after she knows the cops have the phone. These people, she's a teacher. She's teaching your children. Well, not for now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do... I do appreciate... Oh, God, the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the next break, Dick Morris, a pre-recorded interview I have with him, and his new book, Rogue Spooks, The Intelligence War on Donald Trump, and how the deep state really does exist and really is trying to take him down. And he would know. He says that, you know, he says it goes all the way back to the days before Clinton, but they had to deal with it in the days of Clinton as well. So, the, God, some of these stories, it just whacked. Let's do this one first. Philadelphia school, or a Pennsylvania school, cancels its first day of class due to safety risks of the solar eclipse. Have we, if really, I mean, as human beings, even as many human beings, we have lost that much common sense. The adults can't control the kids that much. This is a great opportunity. In my district alone, there were a bunch of kids that were out with the teachers, with the school administrators, to see this event, to understand, to learn, to be part of it. I mean, really? Have we really got to this? Now, school, the classes in Greencastle Antrim School District were initially scheduled to resume on Monday, August 21st, but the district superintendent, Kendra Trail, sent a letter to parents that, ooh, we're going to delay this. You know, that whole eclipse thing might be a problem. When putting together the school calendar, it's hard to anticipate all the events that could impact the schedule. Therefore, when you're considering our first day of school, we realize a solar eclipse is to occur, on Monday, August 21st, and that could be a problem. The beginning of the eclipse is to occur in our area around 1:15 with a maximum coverage of 80% occurring around 2:40. Now, normal dismissal time will begin at 2:25. She goes on and on and on because she's worried about what would happen to these kids. Now, not that I don't care, but this is something that's not going to happen for another 100 years. Most of those kids aren't going to be around. Right? Or even so, even if it's going to happen in 20 years. How about getting these kids excited about science, excited about space, excited about what's happening out there well past their elbows now? They didn't want all the kids on the bus that late. They didn't want the kids possibly looking up. And she's even encouraging parents to keep the kids indoors. I mean, my God, I'm not suggesting that we take the chance that a child would burn out their retinas, but give me a break. Get them the glasses, okay? A minute and change long? You want to take them out? I mean, we did it as kids. Yeah, I guess it was around then. Yeah, we did it. Now, according to NASA Eclipse, the Eclipse website, the solar eclipse comes with some risk of eye injuries if students are not properly supervised. Properly supervised. In other words, you have to have an adult in the room. See, there's a wishful thinking, right? They go on to say that the danger to vision is significant because photic retinal injuries occur without any feeling or pain. There's no pain receptors in the retina. The visual effects don't occur for at least several hours after the damage is done. But the learning benefits from students observing the solar eclipse are many. Right? Think about this. They get to see what's going on. They learn that the Earth is not flat, like many are trying to teach right now. It illustrates basic principles of mathematics, of science, all this stuff. Look, all the things we as kids got excited about, right? I mean, that doesn't change in a child's heart anymore. They love this kind of stuff. You know, but again, we're so worried about hurting the children. And yes, should we be concerned? Yeah, we want to do everything we can to make sure that we are taking care of these children. We are covering, we are making sure that they have what they need. So you get more staff out there. These kids shouldn't have to miss something like this. You know, seriously. I personally don't believe it's right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, right? 7-5-5-5-6. Yeah, that's it. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, as I said before, 855-732-55. And you know what? I get a kick out of the fact that they were on the president for looking up into the sun. Wasn't that great? Like, of all the things going on, that is the worst thing that could happen. So, the Baron, you know, Baron von Trump, they're very upset. The press as a whole is upset that Baron Trump got off the Air Force One and onto the helicopter. And the young man was wearing a T-shirt, shorts, and sneakers with no socks. How unpresidential. Although last I checked, I'm not so sure we voted. Did we vote Baron Trump in as president? Did you vote for him as a... No. I didn't think so either. Now, what I love about this, though, how stupid this is, frankly, we never had a problem with, you know, Michelle Obama wearing ripped up shorts or jeans or anything like that. We never had a problem with the way her kids, we couldn't. We weren't allowed to say anything. Remember? We weren't allowed to say a word because they were the kids. So, you know, you could see that all bets are off. They could do anything they want to do. That when it comes to the President Trump and his family or what's going on in his world, they don't care. Doesn't matter. It's always been a multitude of standards. You guys already know that. I've got so many stories in front of me. And some of them I already set up ahead of time, but then I see the new ones pop. I go, oh, wait a minute, I like that one. Dartmouth. Dartmouth caller endorses the Antifa violence. Now, take the Antifa out of it. Just any scholar, anybody who's in the administration or who works in a school at that level, a university, a college, or what have you, should any of them be promoting violence of any kind? And should they keep their job afterward? That would be the other question. Yeah, because you know me, being that nasty white guy, I want everybody to lose their job all the time. So visiting scholar Dartmouth College has repeatedly endorsed Antifa's violent protest tactics as a legitimate response to white supremacist organizations. The problem is that they don't define what white supremacy is, which means it's anybody who's white. Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Dick Morris joins us after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to bring him right on. You know, Dick Morris joined. Actually, I recorded it earlier today. I had no choice in the matter. Some people, we do better depending on where they live in the country. You know what I'm saying? I'm delighted to have Dick Morris with me. Always a pleasure when he's on with me. Dick is the a former presidential advisor to President Clinton. And he's written a new book, or one of many, Rogue Spooks, the intelligence war on Donald Trump. And Dick, thanks for being with me today.
Right. You know, Pat Moynihan once said, don't confuse intelligence with intelligence.
That's so true. Oh, yeah, it's so true.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing, just a quick note before we get into your book, the other thing I want people to understand is that the CIA or the behind-the-scenes intelligence people, it's not the military that's in the field overseas and what have you. These are two totally different organizations, groups
oh, yeah.
of people.
Sure, of course. Yeah. The but my fundamental point is that what's going on in Washington now is not a government finding its sea legs or the shuffling of personalities or the clash of parties or policy differences. What's going on now is a coup d'etat, an organized effort, conspiracy, to topple Donald Trump from president that was hatched the minute he was elected. And it's an effort to remove him, to undo the results of an election. And the history begins back when Obama first took office, and he knew that he had to purge the CIA and the FBI because they were the most conservative groups in the world. FBI tracked down domestic dissidents and CIA destabilized and overthrew foreign governments. And he knew that if he didn't do that, they'd come after him. So he hired John Brennan, who was the ultimate leftist. He voted communist in 1980. Carter wasn't good enough for him. And Eric Holder as head of justice. And the first thing they did was fire everybody. Every political appointee that they could get their hands on, they got rid of them. Way, way down, thousands of people from the agencies. The guys who interrogated the Gitmo terrorists were replaced with the lawyers for the Gitmo terrorists. they were, literally.
I know.
and they just completely reversed the agencies till they became hotbeds of radicalism and liberalism. you had to be have worked for the Sierra Club or the ACLU or Southern Poverty Law Center in order to get a job there. Then, when it looked like Donald Trump would win the nomination 8 years later, Hillary paid or had her campaign pay $160,000 to a group called Fusion GPS, which was a negative research firm. And they hired a British spy, a former spy, named Christopher Steele, and to develop a dossier proving that Trump colluded with the Russians. Hillary tried everything. She tried his divorces, the bankruptcies, Trump University, no tax returns, and none of the issues worked. So they latched onto this one, based really on Putin saying some good things about Trump and vice versa, and not much else. And they told this guy to go find liaison and connection. And he produced this dossier, which was totally and completely flawed. It was complete fiction. It had obvious stuff in it. Like it said, a guy named Mike Cohn was the go-between between Trump and the Russians, and they met in Prague all summer. In fact, Cohn had never been to Prague. His passport showed it. Never been out of the country during that period. They identified the guy who hacked Hillary's website, on the party's website, and he said he was Russian, and it turned out that he was serving a 20-year sentence in Siberia with no access to a phone or a computer at the time. They selected him because he couldn't be interviewed. Then, when nobody would touch the dossier because it was so flawed, nobody would publish it, and election day came and went, and Trump won, and they were shocked, and they really went berserk. So at a conference 2 weeks after Election Day in Nova Scotia, McCain was speaking, and they went there, and they talked to him after, and they said, can you get this dossier to Comey, head of the FBI? And McCain said he would, and he took it to Comey. Now, Comey knew the dossier was a piece of crap because he had seen it 3 months earlier as it was being developed and had said, this is unjustified. It's not researched. And Christopher Steele said, yeah, well, we need to check it out. And he offered to pay Steele $50,000 to do that. And Steele said he couldn't. And but nevertheless, now that he got it from a U.S. senator, he felt that that was an adequate pretext to give it to President Obama, who had 10 more days left on his term. I was going to say in his sentence. And once it was out in public from the president, after he leaked it, everybody covered it. But they still didn't believe it. So Brennan and Holder went to the guys they had planted in their agencies and said, look, don't quit. Don't resign. Stay at your desks. Stay for the Trump administration. And they transferred about 1,000 of them from appointed positions to civil service so they could not be fired. And in that position, they leaked like hell. Basically fabricated information designed to bolster the credibility of this stupid dossier. And one of the big things was 3 weeks after inauguration, the New York Times said that there was an actual conversation the FBI overheard between Trump staffers and Moscow intelligence. And they published that. And it was a total fiction. It was a total lie. Comey, 4 months later, said this information was completely inaccurate. But at the time, it was treated as gospel, as were a procession, a symphony of other leaks. At about this time, the coup leaders decided they had to sideline the people who would defend Trump against a coup. The first one to go was Mike Flynn, who would have been his NSC director. And he would have been hell on wheels on the intel community because he knew all of these guys, and liberals and leakers. So they sidelined him by linking him to this so-called Russia scandal. And then Sessions got sidelined and had to recuse himself. And last week Bannon did. And that was sort of the last firing the coup needs. Now there's nobody in there to defend Trump. And then Comey went to see Trump almost every month, which is very unusual for an FBI head. Clinton only met with Louis Freeh two or three times during 8 years. And every time they would meet, Trump would act as a boss, a CEO, talking to his subordinate. And Comey would take it all as trying to have justice obstructed. So Trump would say, listen, I want you to get serious about domestic terrorism and lone wolf plots and opioid addiction and drugs and interdicting over the border. And he said, well, I'm very busy now proving collusion between you and Putin. And Trump said, I didn't collude. I didn't do any of that. That's all crap. Don't divert your time and attention to that. Focus on what I appointed you to do. And Comey kept notes of it, published the memos, released the memos, and got himself fired. And then that was deliberate in an effort to get Mueller, his buddy, best friend, hired to be the special counsel. He and Mueller had worked closely together in prosecuting Martha Stewart and in prosecuting Steve Haslip, the guy who was accused of being the anthrax terrorist. In fact, he wasn't. He was framed. He was let off the hook and then committed suicide because of the pressure he'd been under.
No.
And the real guy was found. And at one point, Mueller was involved in the prosecution of Enron. And a guy named Weissman, who was his deputy, led the prosecution and was so outrageous in his conduct, so unbelievably visceral, that the appellate court censured him for abuse of prosecution and vacated the verdict, a multi-billion dollar verdict against Exxon because of his behavior. And this guy is now Mueller's deputy. So this is an organized coup, and nobody's talking about it in those terms. They're all saying, oh, the press is harsh on Obama, or they're leftist oriented, or they just don't like, Trump. They just don't like Trump, and they're unloading on him. It's not that. They're part of the coup.
You know, and he's not the only one who's used that word. And David Horowitz used that word earlier when I was talking with him as well. You know, I'm not a conspiracy kind of guy. I don't believe that the government could hold as many secrets as a lot of you guys believe that they have. I mean, think about what they're not able to hide. So I'm not always there with you with those kind of things. But I can see where people behind the scenes, I've seen it in the corporations, you can see it happening here, where people behind the scenes are actively working against President Trump to make his presidency a failure, and to make sure he doesn't take any power away from them. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Dick Morris joins us with the second part of the interview after the break. You're listening on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit SolarC.us to see EMP testing. That's SolarC.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right back at it, because I just want you to think. I want you to be deeply engaged. I want you to be shaken to the core. Hey, I'm glad to have Dick Morris on with me. He's a former presidential advisor to President Clinton. His new book, Rogue Spooks, The Intelligence War on Donald Trump. And, Dick, again, thanks for spending time with me here this afternoon.
Good to be here with you.
Hey,
yes.
You know, you were talking about the coup and that nobody, well, we know why nobody's talking about it. You're not going to get anything out of the mainstream press, and very few people with all this other, I don't know what you want to call it, smoke and garbage that's going on around the White House. Nobody's really going to focus on much of this. But let me ask you, but don't you think that President Trump has brought in some of the wrong people? I think he got off on the wrong foot. I think he really didn't understand what it was going to take from inside to run the White House. What do you think?
Well, you always have two classes of employees. The kind who came with you, who you brung, who were part of your team as you ran for office. And then there are the normal people who are Democrats or Republicans who are appointed when the new administration takes place. and they're the permanent government, the Sikh, the permanent establishment. Some call them the deep state. And Trump basically brought in his guys, and then they got picked off and fired one at a time. And he didn't protect them. He didn't stand by them. But one after another, they were gone. You had Bannon, you had Flynn, you had Priebus, you had Spicer, you had, one after another, they were knocked out. And the result is that now he's governing with an administration of total strangers, people he didn't know, has never worked with. And as he is engulfed in criticism from a media determined to destroy him, he placates the media by retreating further and further from his principles and his positions. I suspect that what's going to happen now is there will be a period of benign retreat by Trump. And I think that he will, and I think he'll stop making waves. He can't help himself sometimes, but in terms of his programs. And he'll be very cooperative. All of a sudden with the Democrats, they'll work out a compromise on Obamacare, which is a sellout, but it'll be disguised and dressed up as a compromise, and they'll get enough moderate, squeamish, gutless Republicans to vote with it so they can sell it like that.
And there's plenty, choose from.
Yes,
gutless Republicans.
Exactly.
Plenty to choose
from. I think they won't build a border wall. I think they'll put up a lot of electronic fencing and call it a wall, you know, surveillance and flashpoints and all that. I think that they'll make some cosmetic improvements to NAFTA and declare it a new document and totally solved. And these will all be baloney, but there'll be nobody there to call it. And gradually people will get the message that there is no Donald Trump in there anymore.
Wow.
And the media will say he's learning, he's improving, he's moderating, he's learning to work with others. And in fact, he will be retreating away from his agenda.
That's sad.
And if he doesn't do that, and he stands for his agenda and stands up for it, number one, he's going to have to do it alone because he's fired all the people who would have helped him. And number two, he'll have to pay for it, probably with impeachment by Mueller.
Interesting. Real, you know, Bannon, we've talked about Bannon a couple of times. I've always felt that Bannon leaving was actually a positive thing. And the reason I felt that was that the shackles are off, the handcuffs are off. He doesn't have to watch what he says. And interestingly enough, he's going right back to Breitbart, which has quite a bit of influence. I mean, can't he start taking down the people around Trump that aren't helping?
Yeah, he can. He can try and he can start, but come on. He's in the position I was in for 2 years. There's nothing quite like running the country. And Bannon, Bannon was doing that. I can trace over 150 initiatives or policies of Donald Trump directly to Steve. And he was doing an incredible job. The economy was turning around. The deregulation was overtaking the regulation state. Industry was recovering because the clean air crap was all repealed, and you know the global warming stuff, and they were able to go ahead and create jobs. Huge numbers of changes. Immigration, illegal immigration was down 70% because there was such a threatening environment, and so on. And now he's gone, and this stuff is all going to revert back to normal.
Wow!
I learned when I was in the White House
you're making me feel
that
bad,
the bureaucracy what.
You're making me feel bad. I'm going to go drinking after the show.
Yeah. I know when I was in the White House, the deep state, I didn't call it then back then, but it was opposed to doing anything. And it wasn't that they wanted to do nothing. It's that they wanted to keep doing what they've always been doing. And it was just almost impossible to defeat them. But I was able to only because the president was desperate to get reelected and basically made them do whatever we wanted them to do in order to get reelected. But I'll give you a great example. In 1995, there were a lot of church burnings in the south of black churches.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the cops said, we don't have enough manpower to stop them. So I thought of the idea, why don't we federalize the MP units in the state National Guards throughout the South, put them under federal control, bring them in and station them at these churches to protect them. And Clinton liked the idea, Gore liked it. But then one after another, the deep state killed it. The Army said, oh, we need them for training. We can't spare them. The budget said, oh, it'll increase the pay and the overtime pay, and we can't possibly afford it. The Justice Department said posse comitatus law makes it illegal to do that unless the states declare an act state of insurrection in their states. The PR people said, you don't want to have a policy that seems to be overtly political. At this point, you'll be criticized for it. And one after another, every objection just broke the back of a pretty good policy.
Wow. yeah, that's a great idea to save a bunch of people. It just won't look good. Look, anybody going to do jail time? I mean, are we going to see anybody from the old administration do any jail time whatsoever?
That's another question. In my book, I proposed that Trump appoint a new special prosecutor, his own, somebody to go after Hillary, go after Comey for leaking that stuff, go after Loretta Lynch for the tarmac conversation, and most importantly, go after Mueller's people for leaking. I think that act, that suggestion made by others as well as me, was so dangerous to Mueller that he fired his chief investigator, I suspect because he leaked that Manafort's house was searched. So I think that that is the way to beat him. I have very little hope for that because I don't think that Trump can do it. I think that what happened is that Bannon did everything. And Trump always resented Bannon because he was getting credit for the stuff Trump thought he was doing. And it was true that it was Trump's initiative and idea, but it was Bannon who pushed it through. And they played on Trump's sense of jealousy, alienated him from Bannon. Then they said, you have to let Bannon go. The whole chorus took it up. Goldman Sachs, Wall Street, the whole bit, and eventually he was forced out. And I think that that's the way these guys play. And unless you realize it's a coup, you're never going to be able to defeat it. And that's why I hope everybody reads my book.
Dick, why didn't he clear the place when he went in there? Why didn't Trump, shortly after he went in there, the leaks started going, okay, I've had it. We're wiping A, B, and C out.
First of all, right before they left, the Obama people took about 1,000 slots and made them civil service.
Right.
So we couldn't get rid of them. Secondly, the Senate, even though it was Republican-controlled, slow-walked his confirmations. So at this point, he's confirmed only about 80 guys, whereas Obama, by this point, had been over 400.
Wow.
So he didn't have his people there to replace those folks. And when you have a job that requires confirmation, the appointee can't take office until he's confirmed. So the old guy is still there. There are like 300 not cabinet level, but confirmation required. Have to be pretty high up for that. Confirmations that haven't happened yet. There's still the Obama people in there.
God. Unreal. How does, you know, I know we're running out of time here. How does Trump come out in this? I mean, ultimately.
Well, I think one of three things happen. One is that he does appoint a special prosecutor. He gets a guy like Bannon back in. He follows him, and things come out pretty well. He realizes he's in a war, and he fights it, and he wins it. I think that's the least likely. I think the most likely is that he pulls his punches. He stops making bold proposals. He sells out his base, and he probably gets reelected because everybody thinks there's a kinder, gentler Trump. And I think that the other option is that he doesn't play ball and doesn't really have a good strategy, and he'll get kicked out of office, either by impeachment or by the 25th Amendment.
You're making me so happy, Dick. Listen, people can get your information almost on a daily basis. I love watching your videos every day. So tell people where they can find those.
Good. Well, there are two videos now. I do a 5-minute video every morning that you can find at dickmorris.com, and you can sign up, and I'll email it to you every morning, called The Lunch Alert. The other is that I just started a new show called Deep Six, The Deep State, that's going to run on Facebook and does now every day at 4 o'clock. And, of course, it's visible after that, you know, forever.
Right.
And you can go to facebook.com/DickMorris.com. Not .com, but DickMorris.com.
Right.
And I'm going upstairs in a few minutes to do the 4 o'clock show.
No, I think it's a great thing.
This was a tryout, this interview.
Well, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That was Dick Morris's book called Rogue Spooks. You got to go grab it. Again, come back the next hour. We're going to talk about the second Civil War that's been kicked off. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.